Just give you an update, Mark. Labor's finance spokeswoman, Katie Gallagher, she has handed down the numbers. She says the opposition has committed to modest new investments worth $18.9 billion and cuts worth $11.5 billion over the next 4 years. She says that means the difference between Labor's costings and the pre-election fiscal outlook is $7.4 billion. She says Labor will not cop any scare campaigns from the government, although she says that's what she expects from the coalition.
Well, I think they've got every right to. It's not an insignificant amount of money, is it? Over $7 billion extra in the deficit. It does add to inflationary pressures. It's further stimulus in the economy that will drive up prices. So if Labor's worried about real wage reductions, which are hurting people, why add to inflation by overspending? I mean, at the end of the day, Brent, the deficit's already at $78 billion for next financial year. If you can't live within that envelope and you need to take it out to over $85 billion, you're not fed income, are you, about finding savings? There's so much waste everywhere in government spending. You would have thought, at a minimum, they'd match where the coalition was at instead of adding to the inflation.
All right, let me ask you, what will you be doing on Saturday? Will you be actually on Saturday night? Interesting question here. On Saturday night, are you going to be watching the Roosters match? I think it's on Saturday. What is it this Saturday? Is it the Sharks and Roosters? Are you going to be watching the Sharks and Roosters or the election results?
Yeah, I'll watch the election results, but I think there's a lot of jibber-jabber on the TV coverage. I like to go to the AEC website and just cruise around the different seats. They post the results very quickly now, and you can just go seat to seat, the ones you're interested in, and make your own tally on who's winning and losing. In terms of footy, the Dragons are playing the Warriors afternoon in the Johnny Raper tribute game. Johnny Raper passed away, and they're having a tribute game at Cogra. So I'm still recovering from Saturday night where I was at the Magic Round at Suncorp and the Dragons ran a masterclass in how to throw the match away against the Titans. So I ran into Dragons fans outside the ground and they said, us Dragons fans, we've got a life expectancy 5 years less than every other group of supporters given the way the team's going. So hopefully we can get a win for the great Chuck Raper and then buckle in for the election results.
It's the Roosters and Panthers on Saturday night.
That should be a big one. The Roosters were good against the Eels, mainly because they held on to the ball and they got some young talent there. Suali, the winger who flew through the air, that was the most incredible try, and young Walker. So all good footy. We love the footy, but the election will hold most attention on Saturday night, of course.
And your thoughts on the likely results?
I think Morrison will scrape back in. I think he might just get there with, say, 73 seats and Catter and Sharkey and a few other independents to put him across the line. The primary vote for both the major parties is very low. And that Resolve poll that had Albanese on 31%, well, he can't win from there. The Liberals say they've got polling seat by seat. That's a lot better for them, particularly in the outer suburbs and the regions. We'll be watching closely from a One Nation point of view about the seat of Hunter, where Dale McNamara, our good candidate, is challenging the Labor guy with the retirement of Joel Fitzgibbon. So that's an interesting seat. Mm-hmm. But otherwise, I think it'll be an election result, sort of a tale of two cities. The government will do poorly in the inner ring, inner city type areas, particularly against the Teal, but they'll pick up seats in the outer suburbs and the regions and might limp across the line.
Do you think we'll get a result on Saturday night?
Depends how quickly they count them. There's a report that they're going to start counting votes or putting them in piles at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. And the big one to watch for, of course, is the pre-poll, the early voting, which has become such a fashion, more so with COVID. So there's been 2 weeks of voting. There's over 6 million people who've already voted.
Yeah.
So you could count those votes now. But if they release them, as they probably will, about 10 or 11 o'clock on Saturday night, it's going to give a pretty good pointer as to what's gone on. And they do tend to distribute a two-party preferred vote pretty quickly. So it might be so close on Saturday night that we go to bed not knowing who's in government. But I think most likely there'll be a pretty firm handle on the result. The last close one we had was 2016, when Malcolm Turnbull wouldn't leave his home to go face the music, but even he scraped in. So I think by midnight, we'll pretty well know what's gone on.
I thought we'd get through a whole segment with you and we wouldn't mention that name, Malcolm Turnbull.
Sorry. Well, where is he? He's bound to make a late intervention. I said to you earlier in the campaign, it's who's missing. And Malcolm Turnbull then made that speech in Washington to back the Teal independence. He'll have something to say in the next 24 hours. I'll bet good money on it.
I agree with you. You look after yourself, and we'll find out exactly what happens over the weekend and look forward thoroughly to talking to you about it next Thursday, Mark, okay?
Absolutely. Thanks, Brent.
Thanks,
cheers,
mate. Bye-bye. That's Mark Latham, leader of One Nation in New South Wales. There you go. So he reckons it might be just a Morrison return. We'll see if he's right.